Hello, I'm Jennifer, a proud Gen Xer born in 1966.
And I'm Christine, born in 1967.
And we are Dear Generation X.
In the style of Dear Abby and Ann Landers, we will give straightforward and honest advice, no sugarcoating here.
And speaking of Dear Abby and Ann Landers, let's not forget Miss Manners, Hints from Heloise, and Dear Dr. Wallace.
We will revisit advice columns of the past and dive into the questions these icons received, the answers they gave, and how they would relate to today's world.
We hope you'll stay tuned and join us on this journey, and maybe, just maybe, ask us a question or two.
Please be advised that Dear Generation X does use adult language, so our first bit of advice is to listen when the kiddos aren't around.
And one last disclaimer, we are not licensed mental health professionals. Any advice we give should be taken as our own personal opinions. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. Nice fall day today.
It is. You know what it is?
What?
It's sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
It's sweater weather.
I like hoodie weather. I'm a hoodie person. I love breaking out my hoodies.
I like sweaters and boots.
I love my tall boots.
I like my boots and my sweaters.
And I do sweater like weather. I like a sweater. Although I am wearing a sweater. A thin sweater, but a sweater. But I do like
and
a hoodie.
And I have on a hoodie. So there we go. Yeah. That's how we roll, people.
So what are you drinking tonight, Jen?
I'm drinking there's two bottles left of that Bordeaux I got at that auction.
Oh, how is that?
It's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm going to miss it when it's gone, but.
Yeah. Well.
I'll just get back to my cab then.
Back to your this $15 bottle of wine.
Right? Because this was more than that. Because it was
a charity.
It was for charity.
A lot more.
Charity.
Wow.
It was for the aughts. It wasn't sweater weather, though.
It wasn't sweater weather. Wasn't even hoodie weather.
Wasn't even hoodie weather.
So I'm drinking something different tonight.
You are.
I have a White Claw. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like the Trulies.
I'm a Truly girl.
You're a Truly girl. I'm a White Claw girl. But I really just like the ruby grapefruit flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't like to eat grapefruits.
Oh, I do. I like
it. But I do like the flavor of the White Claw grapefruit.
So. I do, too. I like it, too. I like all things grapefruit.
Do you?
Like, I do.
I like, well, I actually have this now, too, is the soda Squirt. Have you ever had the soda? It's a grapefruit soda called Squirt.
Yeah.
So they make a diet Squirt. Well, they don't call it diet now. I guess now we move to zero sugar.
Squirt zero.
Zero sugar Squirt. But
I'm having trouble with, what's this called again?
Well, that's your pop filter.
So my pop filter.
Tighten the pop filter.
Popping off. I don't know.
But yeah, I have some diet Squirt now or zero sugar Squirt. I like that too. So I like the flavor of grapefruit, but not actual grapefruit.
So I have a story about Squirt. When I first started dating my ex-husband, my children's father,
yeah,
he would drink Squirt and Jim Beam.
Oh, I remember that.
Right? Which I like Jim Beam. I can't wrap my mind around Squirt and Jim Beam, but whatever, right? So we were at a restaurant, and he ordered Squirt and Jim Beam. And I remember the waitress was kind of being like, okay. She brings him like a little, like it just barely covered the bottom of the glass of like a, you know, a rocks glass.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is this? And she said, well, it's a Squirt of Jim Beam.
Oh.
He's like, no, I ordered Squirt and Jim Beam. Jim Beam and Squirt. God. It's a soda. And so they didn't have it. So like it was, oh my God, what was it called? Like sweet and sour or not sweet and sour, but there was like a sour kind of thing they would use if they didn't have Squirt.
I think it was a sour mix maybe?
Sour
mix,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And is it regional or is it national Squirt? I don't really know.
I think it's national, but yeah. I don't know. They didn't know what it was down in Indy.
Yeah. We were in Indy. So my ex-husband and I owned a bar for many years, and we had Squirt on the gun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was probably so good.
So good. And we ended up taking it off of the gun after a while because a lot of people didn't drink it anymore. But we actually sold a lot of Beam and Squirt.
So we recently rediscovered Fresca,
which
is a diet soda, but it's not advertised as diet soda, really. It's just Fresca, Fresca. And Fresca and Tito's.
Oh.
So good.
Yeah. I bet that's good. Mm-hmm.
So we're buying the Fresca for, I think some still have some.
Is there flavors of Fresca? Or
no, it's just, and it's just very Fresca. Squirt-esque.
Ooh.
Yeah. You should try it.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah. I think you would like it.
So I wonder if the Squirt Zero and vodka would be good then.
I feel like it would be. Okay. It's grapefruit and vodka.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe next episode I will have a, you know, Squirt Zero and a, well, I like Kettle One. You like Tito's, but.
Yeah, I'll drink Kettle One.
Okay.
I'm just not going to drink dark, guys.
Oh, my God, no. We're too old for vodka.
I can't even.
Too old for that.
Nope. Okay. So, should we get started?
Yeah, so what do we have tonight? So tonight, this is all Jen. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what she's researched.
That's right.
So I'm excited. Let's
Some different things that are kind of funny. But I'm going to start out with an Ann Landers from February of 1981. This is very blurry. This is a picture that I captured when I was trying to dive into Ann Landers archives. Okay. Because it's just not as easy as you'd think it would be.
It really isn't.
So it says, Dear Ann Landers, as I write this letter, I am wearing a skirt and blouse, silk underwear, a wig, makeup, and high heels. I am a 30-year-old male, happily married, and the father of two children. I have never had a homosexual relationship in my life and have no urge to engage in one. I just enjoy wearing women's clothes. Mm. When I'm dressed as a woman, I am completely relaxed and totally at ease. Also, the feminine side of my personality emerges. This cracked me up. As a woman, I do all the things I do all the things any woman might do. Listen to what he thinks any woman might do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Straighten the house. Cook. Go to the supermarket. Because that's what we loved doing in 1981.
Yeah.
Or shopping for my feminine attire. All right, I'm going to give him that.
Okay, yeah, we still like shopping.
Yeah, we do. My wardrobe is excessive, but not gaudy. Mostly skirts and blouses, dresses, underwear, and high heels. I sleep in male pajamas. He slept in pajamas. My wife understands my need to express my feminine feelings. We spend a lot of time together as two girlfriends, shopping, chatting, etc. I pass easily. Sorry, people. I pass easily and do not worry about detection. The children are usually asleep when I come home, as there is no problem there. So there is no problem there. But as they get older and stay up later, I would like to know how to explain to them that daddy likes to wear women's clothes. A sensible answer is all I need. I am not looking for your approval.
Oh. Wow. So 1981. That was probably.
So he's a cross dresser. Like he's not a queen.
No.
He's not gay. He's not trans.
No.
He's a true cross dresser.
Okay.
In how I understand the meaning of a cross dresser to be, okay. Right? He's a man who likes to wear women's clothes.
But he kind of goes further than that because he says when he's dressed as a woman, he likes to do what women do. And in his mind, women straighten the house.
Cook clean.
They cook
go to the grocery
clean.
Store and
so
shop.
That's a little bit more than just enjoying maybe a silk feeling.
Like, would he not get the same feeling wearing jeans and a t-shirt cleaning the house? I just wonder.
Right?
I don't know. Listen, if it takes a dress to make your husband clean, put that bitch on.
Oh, my God. Right?
Yeah. Get that vacuum and your high heels and go to town, friend.
Yeah, I would just, yes. I'm on board. Go to the store.
Do it all.
Clean that bathtub, which is like what I hate doing the most in the fucking world. I hate cleaning the fucking bathtub. Hurts my back.
Yeah, it does.
I'm shorter, so like leaning in. Ugh, yeah, I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Put that dress on.
But yeah, but just listening to it, it's more than that with him.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he feels more feminine.
Yeah. But he's not gay.
But he's not gay. I mean, I totally believe that.
Yeah, me too.
I totally believe that he's not gay. But I don't believe it's just that he enjoys wearing the clothes. He enjoys personifying a woman.
So I wonder if this was 81, so 32 years ago.
Yeah.
No, it's more than that.
42.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. We're fucking old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
42 years ago, I wonder if he would be trans now or if he would.
I feel like that's.
Because I feel like he feels more comfortable being a woman.
Yeah. I feel like that's more trans. I am not an expert.
Please, I'm not either.
We're just.
And he doesn't say he wants to be a woman.
No.
He says he's completely relaxed as a woman and in ease as a woman. So I just wonder if it was more acceptable, if it was more accessible, if it was more accepted like it is now.
Yeah.
You know, if he even had the words for it.
I don't think that he did. I think that's a very valid point. And what I found interesting is that when he does dress in women's clothes, he talks about how his wife and he act more like friends and go shopping together. So that was a little interesting point I picked up, too.
I know. I have more questions for him.
Yeah, me too.
RP is his name. So Anne says, stay in the closet as long as possible where your children are concerned.
Wow.
I see no useful purpose that could be served by sharing this information with them. It would only confuse the kids and possibly encourage them, if they are boys, to imitate daddy. That you don't need, and they don't either.
Oh, my God.
So, Anne, not so much a friend of the gays.
No.
So, she feels that they should have equal rights, but she also felt that it was an abomination, that it was not natural, didn't agree with it, but felt that they should also have legal, and this was even in the 70s that she, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Very much against.
Yeah.
I was a little shocked.
Yeah, I'm shocked. That was a really harsh answer, even for 1981. That was a really harsh answer.
And here's kind of the difference, too. I think here we are in 2023 where, you know, everything's PC now. Everything's about how it's going to make someone else feel.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, his rights are protected by law now.
Yeah.
So it is hard for us to hear answers or hear that someone so disagree. I still know people who disagree with it. I really do. But it's harder to hear those answers now because I don't think you would hear them as much.
No.
And if you did, they would be so attacked, you know, for their opinion. And she has a right to her opinion.
They would. And he did ask her for her opinion.
He asked her for her opinion. He did.
He did. Wow. Yeah, no, that's very valid point.
So I don't agree with Ann Landers, but
no,
I see her point where this is concerned about the kids. Like, let's let them get a little older. But
yeah. And did they even say how old the kids were? I don't think that they did. So, wow, Ann Landers, wow.
Ann is not a friend.
No.
Of the homosexual.
I don't think so. Do we know about Dear Abby, or is this to call?
I didn't look. I just was kind of searching Ann Landers and came across that and thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
There was another, but I don't want to read that one. I found these funny ones that I thought were funny. So, we talked about. So you found Dorothy Dix.
I did.
Right? And I found if men wrote advice columns.
What?
There's no.
No author.
No author. It just says if men wrote advice columns. No year.
Okay.
Question. My husband wants a threesome with my best friend and me. That's the question. If men wrote advice columns. Obviously, your husband cannot get enough of you. Knowing that there is only one of you, he can only settle for the next best thing, your best friend.
Oh, my God.
Far from being an issue, this can only bring you closer together. Why not get some of your old college roommates involved, too? If you are still apprehensive, maybe you should let him be with your friends without you.
Oh,
if you're still not sure, then just perform oral sex on him and cook him a nice meal while you think about it.
That is so true. If men wrote advice columns.
Totally. Totally. All right. The next one. My husband continually asks me to perform oral sex on him. Semen can help you lose weight, and it gives a great glow to your skin. Then if put it in a serum.
If that was true, we wouldn't need Ozempic right now. I mean, I'm all about being organic, so if that were fucking true.
Listen, put it in a serum and have Olay sell it. Get that job.
Oh.
What do you do? How do you make your money? I jack off into Olay bottles for their anti-aging serum, for their great glow to their skin.
Oh, my God.
And women would pay money.
Oh, they would.
Literally would. I
God,
mean,
that would be so sticky.
Not if they mix it with some sort of vitamin C.
With,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ugh. The vitamin C, men. I would totally tap that into this big, deep yeah. wrinkle I have in my forehead
yeah,
right now. I'm not
I mean,
even
I'm
kidding
you.
It would work 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Semen can help you lose weight and gives a great glow to your skin. Interestingly, men know this. His offer to allow you to perform oral sex on him is totally selfless.
Oh, my God.
This shows he loves you. The best thing you can do to thank him is by performing it twice a day. Then make him a nice meal.
These are hilarious.
I know.
This
they get better.
This is exactly what a man would say.
It's, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It gets better. My husband has too many nights out with the boys.
Mm.
Answer. This is perfectly natural behavior and it should be encouraged. The man is a hunter and he needs to prove his prowess with other men. A night out chasing young single girls is a great stress relief and can foster more peaceful and relaxing home. Remember, nothing can rekindle your relationship better than the man being away a day or two. It's a great time to clean the house also. Just look at how emotional and happy he is when he returns to his stable home. The best thing to do when he returns is for you and your best friend to perform oral sex on him, then cook him a nice meal.
There's a theme.
There's a theme.
They do. They want, yeah. They fucking want head and they want a roast. Like, what the fuck?
They want head and a roast.
And a roast. Oh, my God. They probably all really just do. That's probably all they really want.
There's so much truth to this.
There is.
Like, there really is. Okay. My husband doesn't know where my clitoris is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they don't.
Your clitoris is of no concern to your husband.
Yes, it's of no concern.
If you must mess with it, do it on your own time or ask your best friend to help.
Oh, my God.
You may wish to videotape yourself while doing this and present it to your husband as a birthday gift. To ease your selfish guilt, perform oral sex on him and cook him a delicious meal.
Cook him a delicious meal.
Okay, I'm not going to bring this up often, but I will right now. You
okay.
know who does know where a clitoris is? Another woman.
Yes. Yes. No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. And those that do care about where it is, men,
They work really hard.
They fumble they do. A bit, and they do work hard, and they fumble a bit, but they do work hard. Oh, my God, that is so fucking funny.
I know, I was at work pretending to work last week, because I had these last week, but we got...
Oh,
we
my were God.
I was cracking up.
Always the best friend, too. They always
right? Well,
the
he keeps
friend.
Going back. That was the first answer.
Yeah.
Right? My husband wants to have a threesome with my best friend. So this this person keeps bringing the best friend back.
Yeah.
Those are the best, friend the best friend and the good meal.
Oh, my God.
Okay. My husband is uninterested in foreplay. Mm. You are a bad person for bringing it up and should seek sensitivity training. Foreplay to a man is very stressful and time-consuming. Sex should be available to your husband on demand with no pesky requests for foreplay. What this means is that you do not love your man as you should. He should never have to work to get you in the mood. Stop being so selfish. Perhaps you can make it up to him by performing oral sex on him and cooking him a nice
good meal.
Meal.
Yeah. These are so – is this like book or is this in a newspaper? What
I
is
just
this?
Found it.
This is so
in
funny.
The internets. I found it so funny.
Oh, my God. We need to write something opposite.
And the last one is my husband always has an orgasm, then rolls over and goes to sleep without giving me one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's the American way.
Yeah. I'm not sure I understand the problem. Perhaps you've forgotten to cook him a nice meal. I wish I knew who wrote this.
I do, too.
And I have questions to ask him because this is so funny.
It's so funny. I feel like we could write the opposite.
Yes.
I feel like we could write, I mean, I guess it would be called if women wrote advice columns, which they typically do, but.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Those are hilarious.
I was cracking up.
I really appreciated the break from the serious columns I brought last week. The lady that lost her legs. The one that was molested.
A time for everything and everything in its time.
Yes.
We are ending our first season.
Yes.
This is our last episode, folks. So we thought we'd end. Well, I thought we'd end because I surprised her.
Yes.
With a little comedy and levity.
I love it. So just so everybody is clear, Jen and I have worked on this podcast pretty much weekly. We have a standing weeknight that we meet, but, you know, there's things get in the way. But for the most part, almost every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done this for like 7 months.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
So we had to find our niche, right?
We had to find
and
our voice, for
so
sure.
So we tried a couple different things, which if we ever start a Patreon account, we'll put out there. Like, we'll edit. We're going to edit everything we've done.
Yeah.
But we had to find what stuck. And this stuck.
It did.
And it's been fun.
It's stuck. It's fun. It's something that we can produce every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been great, but it's been a long ride. And my husband today was like, "When am I getting my money back for my podcast equipment?" We're just actually it's just fun to get together with you every Wednesday
yes.
and drink a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then just bullshit, which is I think what we're doing.
Yeah,
but in a way that you know can be entertaining to other people.
It's, yeah, and there's times we don't even make it down here. Because we're sitting upstairs drinking and bullshitting.
Yes. Yeah, we almost didn't make it down here tonight. I have some work drama going on. And,
well, yeah.
You know.
It's all good.
But yeah, I think, you know, this has been one of the best experiences. I don't know. I think that I've ever really done. It's
I know.
Creative. It's mm-hmm. fun. We did finally find our voice.
We did.
So thank you all for joining us on this first season.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the second.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to follow us on our Reddit community and Instagram.
And Facebook.
Like us on Facebook.
All right.
See you next season.
Cheers, Christine.
Cheers, Jen. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Dear Generation X.
We look forward to hearing from you, so please send us your questions, dilemmas, or observations.
You can contact us by emailing us at deargenerationx@gmail.com or submit your questions on our Dear Generation X Reddit community.
And if you like this episode, please subscribe to our show and leave us a review.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.